Hello and welcome to an all new episode of the Lisa Ann Experience. I am your host, Lisa Ann, and I would like to extend my gratitude to you for you making me a part of your listening experience. If you are new to my podcast, you can go back and catch up on listening platforms or go to my YouTube channel, The Real Lisa Ann. Every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I host a live premiere. It's a ton of fun, especially like it was last week when our author from Eat Stop Eat, last week's guest, Brad Pilon, stopped by and sat in the chat with us during the live premiere. It is awesome. I will be there this Friday for this one. This is going to be a great one. But before we start to really chat, how the fuck is it already April? It's April 1st. It's April Fool's. This is the day I always am like a month before. I'm like, this would be a great day. What are you going to do a prank on? And it rolls up so fast. But this year, how is it April? I mean, it is April, which is the jump to a lot of great things, but I think the reason it doesn't feel like April is because we're still having some days in New York City where you get faked out because it's sunny, but you walk out and it is freezing. And I decided I was going to shrink wrap up all my clothes. We'll get to that because I just don't even want to have winter anymore. And like, I'm sure someone listening right now has someone either in their non-HOA neighborhood still has Christmas lights up. I have to preface that with non-HOA neighborhood. For any of you who haven't read my books, The Life or The Life Back. In The Life Back, I talk about the fact that I was the HOA president at my building in Studio City, California for 2 terms. And I learned a lot about the HOA. And so if you had an HOA and left Christmas lights out, I would be the person that would say, you have to take those off your patio. Christmas is over. But it's fucking April. And I can't even believe it. My birthday is a month away. Let's turn this all about me. Let's make it about me. It's my podcast. A month away, like on the 9th, it will be 30 days out. I plan multiple birthday parties in multiple states. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's here. I've got to start grinding people. I've got to look at it. Now my birthday falls on a Thursday this year. So do I want to do something on that actual day? Or do I want to just be with my friends trying to rally that? Going to get the girl gang together, see what we can do. Probably end up in Vegas, probably be here. Definitely be doing something at either Harbor or Bounce or one of these spots. So a lot to plan and it's here. And April is also the jump to the season of all the 3X expos that I do. That's Exotica 3X Expo. And we start in Chicago in July. We go to Miami, which again, don't know why we do Miami in July. It's so hot there. But then we do October in New Jersey and December in DC. And it's kind of the start of knowing that 4 times a year, I'm going to see Dan and Jay and their entire crew. And I had Dan and Jay on the podcast a couple of years ago talking about what it was like when they started putting these shows together compared to now. Jenna Jameson is going to be appearing in Chicago, which is going to make this show just pop. I mean, none of us have had the opportunity to see her. We've all watched her go through this incredible health journey, and seeing her in person looking like she did before she even got sick is just amazing and empowering. And I know that there's going to be a generation of us who know her and a generation of us who just can't wait to meet her because they've never met her. So the peer factor of being with my colleagues, as you would say, and my friends, and getting to see Christy Canyon, who I've known since I was 18, and Tara Patrick, and it's just a great time of the year. So we'll be in Chicago next weekend, which is the 12th, 13th, and 14th. I've got some new things. Got some bookmarkers this year, got some new 8x10s, some fun stuff to sell. But this is something that, you know, from a business aspect, to do these is something that I know that one day I'll be letting go of. And it kind of makes me tear down my face because I enjoy them. It's my last connection with the world that I had for so many years in my life. And even though I have my Lisa Ann fans page, that's just still internet-based. It's like social media, meeting people in person, reconnecting with friends, having people bring me Good and Plenty because everyone knows I love Good and Plenty at the trade shows. I mean, some shows, by the end of the show, I have so many boxes of them and I'm afraid to take them home. I can't roll home with 12 boxes. I only allow myself to do the Good and Plenty action at the trade show because I justify the fact that I could use that sugar for extra energy to be more friendly. Just like I eat cotton candy at basketball games. Like there's things where there's a time and a place. If I start bringing stuff like that into my house, which no bad food comes into, we're going to have real problems. We don't want those kind of problems. But so it's April. I'm excited about Exotica. Some cool things planned. And then around the corner, the big 5-2. Not exciting. You know, 50 is exciting. 55 is exciting. 60 is exciting. 5-2 is 52. 52 trips around the sun. 52 years old. And I will take this year, this birthday, to really, really reflect. Because there's so many new things I'm bringing into my space. We already know about the wine, Lisa by Lisa Ann, and adding that. Now getting to Italy more often, starting to look for a place to stay and be in when I'm there, and plotting out those, as you get older, your next phase of life. This is what you're thinking about at my age. But I get to still have fun and fall into the escape of the moment and be around my friends that I've known for so many years of my life when I go to Exotic Wood, which will tie in to this guest. But catching up, I had a really robust week last week. And I'm going to go in reverse because the most thrilling Saturday and Sunday of bringing most of my bulky winter clothes out and using the vacuum seal bags. I had to shoot a video this morning and send it to Kay because I don't know what excites me more than taking coats that take up an entire closet and stuffing them into one of these bags and sucking all of the air out with a vacuum. These things, these bricks of winter clothes, are so heavy that I actually have to have a cart. So bring a cart up to take them down to my storage, but they take up so much less space. And believe it or not, when you take your stuff out of these super tight shrink wrap bags, nothing's wrinkled. And I don't understand that either. I don't understand any of it, but I like all of it. And the trick is the bags don't last forever. So on Saturday, I started to set some up and take the air out. And then by the time I woke up Sunday morning, some of them have already, you know, there was a hole. So then you switch the bags, throw the other ones away. It's a little bit of a process because you want it right. You just want like five massive bricks of tons of winter clothes, 30 sweaters shrank down into a, you know, 20 by 12 brick. It's just fascinating. So that was a bit of the weekend in between working and doing other things and creating stuff that will be available while I'm busy doing other stuff. Now that I'm thinking about my travel schedule picking up a bit, I've had so much great time at home doing shows, going out west for a couple conferences, speaking engagements. Now I'm thinking about, okay, what can I get ahead of? What can I have prepared so when people want it, it's available and I don't have to worry about it when I'm gone? So I did all of that this weekend in between the winter clothes thing, caught up with friends on FaceTime, you know, just really nesting because I know I'm going to be bouncing pretty soon. And on Monday of this past week, I cooked for a friend of mine. And it was just such a great reminder of how much I love the process of making food. It really is a love language, whether it's for your friends, your family, something that you love to do. And doing that on Monday made me sit down and really realize it's something I need to focus on scheduling more and putting in my life. Because even my work day, I cut it out at 5 and didn't go back to anything. Because I knew I had all this prep to do. And I just kind of wanted to have SportsCenter on in the living room, being in the kitchen and just away from the computer and making this whole thing and having the dishes cleaned up after the prep and doing all of this and making a beautiful meal, have it ready by 7:30. It was nice. I really enjoyed that. So adding that on, checklist of probably useless info to you, but very valuable to me. But throwing it back to you, there's got to be something that you love doing that you don't remember how much you love doing it until you do it. Let's tap into that this year. Let's make a note, post-it note on the fridge, note on your bulletin board of that one thing, whether it's getting out and taking a walk more, whether it's bike riding, whether it's on the FaceTime with a friend, whether it's whatever, going to the library, whatever it may be. For me, it's going to be cooking for friends more this summer. I plan to, when the pool is going and my neighbors are up there, I plan to be making food for everybody. I plan to be doing things a little bit differently because it, when your hands are busy creating, you stop with the emails and the managing of content and the responding and engaging on social. You stop all of it. You just live in that moment. And so we all need to find a couple of things that help us live in that moment. So cooking was great. And then on Tuesday, I had designated a day because of a real need called Domain Day. I have a lot of domains on GoDaddy. And I haven't done this type of maintenance since we were on lockdown in 2020, where I went through everything I had and made sure everything was going to the right forwarding link. Was it a dead link? Did it need to be reset? What has Microsoft Office that doesn't need it? What am I going to pay a renewal on that I don't need? What domains do I potentially want to sell? So I knew this was going to be a huge day. And normally when you're doing something like this, you also know you're going to reach a point where you're locked out of your own account, even if you call, because I do two-step verification for everything. You can only get so many codes in a day. So you kind of get the important stuff down. I wrote out a logbook of all of the domains that I had, and before I changed anything, where they were going and an idea of what I wanted to do with them. But there became a point where I had to get on the phone. And I was really hoping that I would not get a female answering the phone, because I knew I needed to talk about some of these domains and things like feverishmasturbator.com that, yes, I do own, was pointing into Dudes Do Better, which is no longer a playlist. So I'm glad I went into that. But I also have it spelled in multiple ways in case somebody can't spell. So we get to the F part of the alphabetical names of all the domains that I own. And she's repeating this to me, and I'm trying not to be like a 12-year-old and just giggling. And she asks what this is, if this is a store. And I said, no, it's just a phrase, and I used it, and I wanted to forward it to my YouTube. But it was just a moment where I heard her read it a couple of times and then trying to figure out which one was the proper spelling. And then it clicked with her. So there was that. And on that same day, I decided I am going to learn how to utilize AI editing. I do my podcast on Zencastr. And Zencastr now has an AI built-in product for editing. And you can go into your original episodes, or I can upload the episodes that Kay puts together. So I was like, you know what? Let's start utilizing some of this for extra content. Let's see how this works. Let's learn about it, because it's not going to be great the first time you use it. You have to learn with AI how it works for you, how you can work for it. And it's kind of like my relationship with ChatGPT, that training, that nurturing, that checking in regularly, and also reminding yourself to try a lot of different settings to be sure you're finding exactly what hits home. So it was like just a crazy computer day on Tuesday, and then did my 6:30 yoga class in my building. Like doing a class at the end of the day when I did my morning workout that day as well, but doing a class after I have been at my desk, just in my computers, just not moving a ton, man, that feels so good to stretch like that and get out. So domain day was amazing. I have to give it to my friends, Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610, his wife, Amy. They got married on leap year day. So they just celebrated their first wedding anniversary post 2020 wedding. And they were in the city to go see Billy Joel, and we got to have lunch. So sneaking out with people is also part of the reason why I'll do some work on weekends, so that I can be flexible and be able to have a little bit of a life when it's easier for other people. It was great to sit with them, catch up. I had to tell Sean face to face that this is going to be a year where I'm not doing Fantasy Football Fridays. It was really difficult. I couldn't decide if it would have been easier to tell him by text, but I thought that was rude. And since I already had the information and I was with him at lunch, I couldn't withhold the information. This is just going to be a different year, because I want to working on my book project. I have some other projects in the works. I have some speaking engagements that are starting to line up. So with that said, I want to free up that Friday. 10 years straight, I did Fantasy Football Fridays, which is absolutely unbelievable. And it was just a day that I gave up that I really enjoyed. Now, this doesn't mean I'm not going to play fantasy football. Doesn't mean I won't still do stuff. Probably I'll do something every Sunday like I did last year, IG Live. Maybe I'll do some live streams on YouTube at The Real Lisa Ann, so that I can still really engage with my fantasy football community, because I will miss that community. But to have the ease of scheduling it when I want, as opposed to, keep in mind, last year, last football season, every Thursday night I hosted at Sapphire 39 in the city. So I'd get home midnight, 12:30, shower, get ready for bed, it's 1:30. Had to get up at 6 a.m. to get makeup ready for my first appearance, which was on YouTube streaming live. So I had to be made up, gathering sports news, any injury updates from the Thursday night, and it was a lot. So I realized like this should be a year where I kind of take that day back, I recreate it into something else, and I find the space where it works perfectly for my following. I could run a couple polls. When do you guys want to talk about your lineups? Is it Saturday evenings? Because I'm not a going out on a Saturday kind of person. When would this be best? And it'll be at ease, and Fridays I can free up to work and do all of this stuff, because I'll tell you, I would do that whole day. And then I would do my premiere at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Friday for this podcast, The Lisa Ann Experience. And man, after being up on the computer all day, staring into cameras, talking to people, and then having one last thing in chat, I did that in bed a couple of times and like fell asleep during, like at 8:30. So gonna ease all of that up. Really, really smooth sailing there. We're back with a second season of my podcast that I do with Sapphire. So I do it at Sapphire 39. We normally have feature dancers or entertainers in the industry. Addis Fouché was kind enough to come and join me. That episode will come out tomorrow. You can follow Backstage Convos on all social media. You can follow the episodes on YouTube, on Spotify. So look for Lisa Ann's Backstage Convos. This week's guest will be Addis Fouché. I cannot wait to meet this girl. She's a powerhouse. She is in the industry, but also a marathon runner. Also runs a site that started as a blog when she was in college called Bitter Blush. She's now putting on speaking every other month, speaking engagements at the Soho House in New York City, all sexual well-being topics. Like, she is a powerhouse, and I keep trying to nudge her to get her to like, A, I want her signing at Exotica, and B, I want her feature dancing because I think she'll find a lot of pleasure in it. I think she'll enjoy meeting people in person, and I think she's just got a lot to offer. So I've been getting her there. You'll have that episode to listen to, but you've got one of my lovely friends that I get to always be two or three booths down from at Exotica. She is so well-liked. All of my friends love this woman. She's kind. She's switching things up just like I am. You'll realize a word that she says in this conversation that is a word that I've used on previous episodes this year, and the word is deliberate. Both of us have chosen to be more deliberate with our time this year and do the things that really bring us joy. That is today's guest, Lexi Luna. Here I sit with one of my favorite humans who I haven't gotten to share a conversation with on my podcast in years. And you all know her, Lexi Luna, beyond Lexpectations. I know her as Lexi Luna, the greatest human and someone I truly enjoy seeing every Exotica. Lexi, it's great to see you. How did you make those hearts pop up?
I'm on my MacBook. I think it's like an Apple thing.
A new feature? Oh,
I hope you feel the love.
Dude, that's amazing. Oh my gosh. Clip that, Kay. Clip that. That's amazing. I do feel the love. And it's been really unique for me. Bird's eye view, watching your career. You're one of the very few women that most of my friends bring up that aren't in the industry. Like, oh, you know, Lexi Luna. And so I've started to really observe your social media and capture what I think it is that is one of the many captivating things about you, but you've remained the same. So many entertainers get into the industry and change so much about what they look like when they first got in, whether it's getting a lot of plastic surgery, changing their hair color 20 times, and you've also remained the same on your level of commitment. And this year you've decided to switch your level of commitment, that this is the year of the fan for Lexi Luna. Can you tell us about this?
That is right. The year of the fan. So I've spent, this is my eighth year in the industry, and I've spent a lot of time building my brand and building a loyal fan base and just cultivating the types of relationships that I want, whether it's in my personal life, in my on-screen life, in my on-set life, just being more deliberate in everything that I'm doing. And so this year, I kind of taking a step back from studio shooting, agent free, and just enjoying getting back to the thing that made me popular with my fans. And that was my friendly personality, the ease of talking to me, and just being able to connect with them and reconnect with them and find new fans and remind them that, you know, I'm still that person. I love to hang out with them on cam. I love to be silly. I love to be sexy. And, you know, those things have kind of taken a back seat because I've been so busy producing so many scenes for the fans with studios and all that kind of stuff. So now I'm ready to like give the fans more of my experience as well. And so I'm much more active on all my platforms, and I'm even begrudgingly trying a TikTok.
Lexi, you just mentioned the word that's kind of my word this year, which was deliberate. Yeah. I think when we're doing all of these other things, it's easy to forget about the time that we lose, whether it's packing and unpacking, just the travel in itself, the exhaustion from the travel. And of course, you're going to skip a beat on something else because you just can't do all of these things. And so to take that time and actually observe, okay, I'm where I want to be. Now I want to kind of go back to what started me really enjoying this was like, you enjoy chatting with your fans. You enjoy, yeah, whether it's on social media, whether it's on cam. Going to the events is a deliberate act. We get to meet people in person, which is so unique and so fun. But I love, what brought you to this decision? Were you exhausted last year? Did you feel like you were missing out on this fun that you have with your people?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I hadn't gone to an Exotica probably since 2019. And last year, just kind of started slowly getting back into it. And then seeing the outpouring of love from my fans at all those shows and just like, just remembering, like, I love my fans. And I always tell them, I'm like, if you guys don't watch, I cease to exist. Like, without my fans, I'm nothing. Because if nobody's watching me and if nobody loves the content, you know, that's kind of how we evaporate. And so I just want to like give back to them, because everything that I've been able to do, whether it's my charitable giving, whether it's the fun activities that like I do with my fans and the fun things I send them and like the freebies I include, everything I've been able to do has been because people want to watch me and because people are committed to loving me and my content. So just like, it feels just the right time to give back and to not lose sight of what kind of made me who I am. And so like, I owe it all to the fans 100%.
Yeah. It's a very smart move as an entrepreneur. If you see a business that when they start out, you love everything about this business, and then they add in all this extra stuff, right? And it becomes too much, right? And it changes the element in which you love this business. And this, what you're learning from this seven, going on your eighth year now, right?
Yeah.
In this space is how to kind of step on the gas when you need to and step off. I do an every other year thing where I travel really heavy 1 year. And then the next year I'll kind of like enjoy the fruits of my labor a bit and finding my ways to also have more time. You get that balance. You strike that balance where you have more to give when you've also had more time to yourself. Absolutely. I think it gets lost in translation how exhausting it can be traveling to shoot and shooting. How many studio shoots do you think you did last year?
Oh gosh. Oh, that is, I mean, over 100. I honestly lose track so much. I can definitely feel that like I haven't been on video chats as much as I'd like to be. I haven't been as available.
What platform do you video chat on?
I use Sexed Panther and Minx, my favorite.
Okay.
Platforms. So, okay. Yeah, the little plug, textlexiluna.com.
The reason I ask is because, you know, we can't really video chat in OnlyFans.
Sure.
And I don't want to take it out and do a Zoom or a Skype like everybody suggests, because I know you're really not supposed to do that. And a lot of my people have been asking, hey, you should get on Sexed Panther or Minx. And you enjoy it?
I love it. It's so easy. It's easy on the user side. It's easy on our side. You just set your rates, and when you're available, you turn on your calls, and it, you know, it rings and you connect and make sure the connection's good before it starts charging the user. So they've really figured it out. They're a great company who listens to performer feedback. We constantly get updates for the site that are things that are actually beneficial to us, and the site doesn't break down often like we know some others can. So it's definitely my favorite place to do video chats. Now, Loyal Fans also has a video chatting platform, but I feel like it is a little bit more involved in the fan site and not as much of like just video chatting platform.
Got you. Got you. To get lost in the shuffle. Yeah, it's fascinating. Yeah. how, you know, yeah, it's a fascinating space because there's so many different modes, and it's smart that Loyal Fans brought that feature. Cause if you're going to start a new platform right now, you better look at what is missing from the other platform. And what I find too is with the ease of saying you want to build this community, how often does somebody come into one of your platforms and you're like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be able to please this person. I don't think we align. This isn't going to work.
That happens a couple times a week. And honestly, when somebody comes in hot and heavy with something that is past my limits or something that I'm interested in doing or performing, that I just very honestly tell them like, hey, it's great that you're into this. I'm not really into this, and I don't want to take your money to do something with not full fidelity. Like, I suggest you find someone else. And they're often like, oh, well, I like Stepmom too. And, you know, like, they're like, oh, you don't like that? I like what you like too. So it's, you know, they often just kind of, it's, I don't want to say negotiate, but, you know, it's
sure.
Like they're happy to but get something else.
It's important to lay out your boundaries and to Absolutely. Stay in a place where you're comfortable, and also to be good at customer service is to say, hey, I don't want to take your money for something that you're not enjoying.
Exactly. And I've had people who are like, okay, thank you so much for letting me know. And they move on to somebody else. But, you know, I think that's just fair, because if I'm not into it, I don't want to fake it for you. I don't want to like do it half-ass. And
I'll tell you what. I've learned a lot about things that people are into over the past 2 years. You know, I started my OnlyFans in 2017, but you know, I'm in the message every day, and I've learned things where a lot of times the word comes in and I write back, okay, can you tell me what that is? And then I always write back, PS, if I don't know what it is, then most likely I don't do it. Okay. No. Like I just say,
I have to Google it.
Now that you have this plan for 2024, and you're going to have a little bit more downtime, what is it that you love to do when you're not working at all and you're not thinking about creating content?
I've learned that I really enjoy city travel. I'm not like a sit on the beach kind of girl and spend all day by the water. First of all, I'm protecting my skin. Second of all, I feel like I have the freedom and the flexibility in my schedule to rest when I need the rest. So it's not like I'm building up all year at a job where now I need this 2 week vacation and I just want to chill out and do nothing and turn myself off. I like to explore. I like to be able to like wear cute outfits, and like the beach is not the place for cute outfits necessarily. You know? So it's like I pack a bunch of cute things for a beach vacation that I don't wear because I'm just in a bikini and like linen pants the whole time. So I'm just kind of discovering what types of things I like to explore, because before there was a time when I loved going to the beach. I lived in Florida and it was just like the most magical thing. But you know, you get older and you change your tastes and your preferences. And I think I'm just in that phase of life where I'm like finding my new things.
Yeah, I think it's very normal. And I think, you know, transitioning into trying new things, and also there's an explore factor when you get dropped into a city where you're like, okay, all I've got to do is pick what direction I want to walk in and see where it takes me. Most likely I'm going to stumble upon a bunch of cool outdoor restaurants, a park, a something. And, or you can do a adventure. You can go to the Empire State Building if you're in New York City. There's just things to do. I get that. And I love being somewhere, if I am on vacation, where I don't need to be in a car.
Yeah. Walkable is amazing. I think that's what draws me to cities, is the in and out of the car, the figuring out the parking, the like all of that mess. You don't really get to take in the entire city. You don't get to look up at the buildings if you're, you know, somewhere like that, if you're just in a car.
Yeah. Walking is it just the greatest way to explore. We have Exotica Chicago coming up. You and I have been lucky enough to be booth mates. We're usually a couple doors down from each other. We have a great time.
Yeah.
What things do you remember about each location? I'm going to give you an example. Whenever Justin and I, you know Justin because he travels with me, whenever we think of Chicago, like we can always picture the hotel because each hotel has its own quirky thing, right? But we always remember Gibson's because we always do one night at Gibson's.
Yes. So walkable. We're so lucky that it's just right there. I always remember about the Chicago show, that huge ramp that goes up into, it's like the back entrance of the hotel, of the convention center where we are. And it's just so steep, but it is the fastest way to get into the like show. You don't have to come through the front and deal with the line and the ticketing and the fans and everything. So it's like, do you want to climb this hill in your heels, or would you like to go around the front and potentially take a little bit longer?
It's so true. And when you're leaving, because, you know, April, we never know what the weather is going to be like. Sometimes it's a weather thing and you're like, okay, it's pouring. So we got to, I call it the tube. We got to get into that tube. And, yeah, you know, you just, it feels like, and have you ever taken it the wrong way? Because we got lost once and we walked totally far and ended up in a different, that tube takes you to almost all of those hotels.
Wow. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Don't trust Justin for directions. Okay. But it is. It is so unique that each one of them has this thing. And I also think for us going, it's the one time a year, four times, all the locations, if you go to all of them, where we get to be around each other. Yeah. What friendships and connections have you started to build from just seeing us regularly?
Yeah, you know, it's so much fun to see everybody in a non-work setting. Like, we're not getting naked and having sex. Like, this is the whole event. It's just us hanging out and being together. So that's really fun because it just gives us a different social piece than what being on set does. And I don't see certain types of people on set. You know, I'm a MILF, so I work with mostly younger talent. I don't really see my age peers unless it's at a show. And so I really love like being able to see the other MILFs and talk to some talent that I don't normally get to work with. Also meeting companies that are looking for ambassadors and representatives. That's a great place. I've been able to do some business like that as well at these Exoticas. And then, you know, they show up every time and then you start to build the rapport and you see them in person, which isn't often the case when you're a brand ambassador or posting online for a company. You might not ever meet any of the people in real life.
Yeah, it is that seeing them, that feeling, and also we're part of something. We go into four different cities where local businesses bond with us by setting up their, whether it's their food truck or their clothing or whatever it may be. And I love that we just become infiltrated into their community. We become part of it for those 4 days and three, 4 days. And I love the weird hotel thing, like Miami, let's face it, it's a weird hotel. Okay.
It's a weird hotel.
But I've had the most fun at that hotel because there's nowhere to go but that one little bar or the restaurant there or sit outside of the pool. And I'll find that we'll just, and because we're in this small space, we sit and talk more. Like last year, there was a huge bunch of people partying really late night at the pool. But because it was dark in this corner area where there's like rocks and some concrete, I told everybody, let's sit over here. Nobody will know we're here. And none of the fans knew that we were just watching them have the time of their lives. But it's just a great time to connect. And I will say, like, building those bonds and also being present in each other's lives, I think it's important. I think the reach that we have amongst each other, especially when we see times like we're going through one right now with a lot of loss in the industry. And I think the more we see this, the more important it is to know each other, to know each other's tone, and to know when maybe we should check in on each other.
Definitely.
When it comes to packing up and organizing your stuff and getting ready for Exotica, what do you plan to bring for your fans this year?
I'm in
that phase right now. I know you're ordering new photos. I just ordered new gift bags yesterday. Like, you get in that the month before. Okay, what do I not want to wait till last minute? What can I trust?
Absolutely. So my big thing that I'm bringing this year that I've never had before is my Doc Johnson stroker. I'm very excited. It just launched. So I have some copies available for my fans. I have the big, like, full flashlight-like one. And then there's also just the pocket, like, stroker. So I'll have those available. That's probably the biggest change. And my fans are so excited for this kind of stuff because they're always like, oh, it should be Lexi. It should be Lexi. And then, like, it's finally my turn to, like, have something huge like this. And they're all just supporting me so hard on my sites and everything. And I've just been really enjoying, you know, like you said before, the fruits of your labor.
I love that. It's having new things is always something so fun, and your fans are so much happier when they get to buy it from you in person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're working on mainly what platforms right now? Are you strictly on OnlyFans and Sex Panther and Minx?
I'm on Sex Panther, Minx, Loyal Fans, OnlyFans. And I have a little bit of cam presence that I'm going to be working on this year, but I haven't quite started that, which is on Cam Soda, the only streaming site I've really ever consistently been a part of.
It's nice working with them because you have somebody with you in the room kind of helping you. You don't cam on Loyal Fans or on OnlyFans?
I don't really go that live that often. I'm revamping my VIP package and kind of what that's going to look like. And I'm starting that April 1st. So there's going to be a little bit of a change coming. But at the same time, I try to limit my live time to when I can really like do something fun or when there's a reason for it and not just go live every week, because then it just becomes like an expectation. It's not a special thing. And I kind of want it to be.
Do you remember though when we did that every week?
Yeah, I do.
It was a grind.
It's a lot because you plan so much of your life around the schedule of your work, which, you know, I'm not complaining, but at the same time, come Friday, I'm like, okay, I've been video chatting all week.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing with Sex Panther and Minx. You can set up your times that you want to do this and it enables you. You were, if I recall, a teacher before you started doing this, correct? Yeah.
It's funny because I think about that now and I'm like, I've been doing this more years than I was ever teaching. And it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, no, this is my career. So it like the shift happened, I would say like 1 or 2 years ago. And I was like, oh, this is the job that I've had the longest.
So I would say that'd be about the 5 year point where you're like, is this going to stick? Like at first you're always everybody that comes into this business is experimenting, but you also came into it at a time where you didn't have to live in LA. You didn't have to shoot for everybody all the time. Technology has given you a space and allowed you to connect with your fans directly without going through a third party. You know, all of those things perfectly fit who you are in this space and how inviting you are, how down to earth you are. It would have been harder for you in the 90s because we had such a disconnect. The only time you talked to your fans was like at a club. That was it.
Yeah. And I don't feature dance. I get bruises so easily. I can't do the feature dancing. So I really would have like not been, with my fans in that capacity.
So I remember us having this talk about you bruising so easily. So what we need to do, Lexi, is we need to still get you to clubs because everyone wants to meet you, but let's just get you the cushy job that's normally saved for women my age where you just host. And my rule of thumb is when I host is everybody that comes in gets a free photo because I'm getting paid to host. So it's your opportunity to come in and get a free photo. You can wander around and chat with people. It's very fun, but I know you would really have a full house and you would probably enjoy it as like a night out once in a while.
I would love that.
You know, get to dress up. Like for me, it's like all about playing dress up, taking photos, doing my makeup really fun, and then being like, okay, great. I went out. Because you're not
social interaction.
Because you're not a nightclub girl.
Oh, I'm an in bed by like 10 kind of girl.
And what is Lexi watching at this current time? What are you watching on TV right now?
I'm watching Botched.
Is it back or was it the original series?
I'm in season 7. I don't know how many seasons there were, but it's on Peacock and I just can't get enough. I don't know what it is about it. I just love the transformation because like they're truly helping these people who have been botched and are so like inwardly unhappy about themselves because of it. So it's fun to watch them like be the specialists that they are and to like reconstruct people's lives, basically. So
there was a show before Botched. It was called The Swan. Have you ever heard of this show?
Oh.
Okay. The Swan was, okay. They would put this person on camera and they would digitally go like it was a $3 million man. They were going through all the surgery they were going to do on this person. They didn't let the person look at anything. The person wasn't even able to look in the mirror until they were able to have all of their bandages off and they looked totally different. And so there was always this moment where they would make the person hold their hands here and you would just be standing up like, I can't wait. Because of course I wanted to believe that they never peeked a look and I wouldn't allow anyone to tell me any differently. So I was like, this is real. This is amazing. But it was only on for a couple of seasons. It was wild.
Yeah. I bet they got sued for somebody not liking something or the like. I'm sure.
I also think you could, that they were, you know, it was the Swan because the person was ugly before. Oh, and I don't think we call
It's not very nice.
See, you get it. This is why this doesn't work. Lexi just put her stamp on. Oh, that is absolutely horrible.
It's not nice.
We don't treat people like this.
No, I remember when Vox first came on, it was when, like, there was nothing like it in TV. And now you see all that kind of stuff. Like, social media is just taking away all the
But
fun
so that's people. What's consuming you right now, your episode. It's so fun. It's so fun to find shows that are sitting there that you can just episode and you don't – like right now I'm caught up on 90 Day Fiancé. Okay. And I shouldn't have done this to myself because last night was the testimonial part one. And I know that I like to watch both testimonials in one long four-hour sitting, okay? I don't want to go two-hour because the whole week – I forget some of the tiny tidbits, you know, but so – and it's trash. But during – when the NFL season ends – and I give myself one or two nights to watch regular non-sports TV, this is where it's at. You know, it's, I don't know why I enjoy it so much.
It just fills that need to just check out and enjoy.
That's what it is. It's a no thinking show. When I sit down, I can truly relax. Whereas even with when I'm watching games, I'll be putting notes in my phone so I remember to check an injury report on somebody later. Like, that's not really relaxing, but that's what I do, you know? So this is the year of the fan for Lexi Luna. And I love that you said deliberate. You are taking a step back. And by the way, most of those scenes, if you think they're out, most of them aren't. So you're still going to have these new scenes coming out. And I always tell people this, porn is not time sensitive. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You cannot tell. Other than when we had very thin hair, eyebrows, and big hair, you knew that was the 90s. But yeah. Other than that, so this is just the perfect time for you also putting together the work that April 1st, you're launching some new things on your fans' pages. This is your time to really just live in the glory of all the work that you put in last year. You'll find yourself more rested. You'll find yourself feeling healthier. You'll be able to be in your fitness routine. It's so hard to stay in a good food and fitness routine when you travel like that.
So true.
Right?
Yeah. Constantly being back and forth between places and sometimes even time zones is such a drag. And you're right. It takes so much time to pack and unpack and go to the airport and walk the airport. The whole thing is very time consuming. And it's the one thing we cannot get more of. So, you know, not making sure to waste that commodity is.
Yeah, it's really important. You did the work and you probably didn't even think about how many hours were lost doing all of that. But now you don't have to do it as much this year. And the cool thing is, on the every other years where I'm traveling less, I always find I have even more fun at Exotica because I'm even more excited to see everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I was starting to feel like I wasn't doing the things that were good for me as a porn performer, which is going to shows, meeting up with people, learning the names of new talent who are up and coming. Like, all of those things are things I want to keep abreast on, but I just wasn't doing anything. I was just back and forth between LA and Vegas doing studio shoots and like focusing on getting content in. And then I was like, I don't need to do this. I can do something else.
Yeah, let me just sit and enjoy. And also, let me check in with this end of my business. Let me be connected, you know, let me stay engaged with my people. Let me get on the rhythm of myself. I know you're also like to read. I remember us talking about, what are you reading right now?
Yes. So right now I have a bunch of Emily Henry books, which are like more modern day romance style. But there was one in particular that I loved called Beach Read. And it was just such a good book. I just, you know, like love story with a happy ending and a little bit of turbulence in the middle. Like, that's my jam.
That's what we're looking for. That's exactly where we want to go. It's a vacation for our mind. Absolutely. And you're sitting there. Have you ever considered starting a book club with your fans?
I have thought about this, and I actually have a little book stamp that I got for Christmas, and it says from the library of Lexi Luna. So I stamp it in all the books that I own, and I was thinking about potentially like highlighting the book and my favorite parts and like selling that off to fans if anybody was interested in reading the book after me.
I think that's such a cute idea. See, there you are, just so incredibly clever. We are going to be together again before you know it. And that is April 12th, 13th, and 14th in Chicago at Exotica. I'm super excited. You're going to be on a beautiful corner. I'm going to be looking over at you waving. Hopefully, we can share in a Gibson's experience together this trip.
So we shall. I would love that.
Lexi, remind everybody, I know it's beyond Lexpectations, but you may have some new pages that I don't know about yet.
You can find everything Lexi at iwantlexi.com.
Well, doesn't that make things so simple and easy? Just the way it should be. Lexi Luna, thank you so much for joining me here. I can't wait to see you in Chicago.
Likewise.
I cannot wait to see Lexi in person. And any of you, if you're in the Chicago area, that is the 12th, 13th, and 14th of April, Chicago Exotica. We are on our way to you. I can't believe it's already here. I still cannot believe it is April already, but here we go. We've got a mailbag, but before, reminder, Lisa by Lisa Ann, my adventure into another country, my way to have a connection. And by the way, Italian lessons are going very well. I haven't filled you in that I've been doing 2 hours a night, every day, 5 days a week, and now I've added in the weekends. And the great thing is, I now know the words. So what I decided to do was start with two audiobooks that go over general vocabulary, nouns, adjectives, how to use the words, numbers, all of these things, and just listen, kind of like I did when I started fantasy football. Just listen. And now when I hear her voice come on and tell a word in Italian before I know what it is in English, I know what it is. So I'm pretty ready to make that next step. And one of the things that I'm going to do to help me with that is I'm going to frequent restaurants where they are mainly Italian speaking, where I can speak to anyone, the chef, the host, anyone in Italian, and I'm going to start to exercise that language. You'll be able to do that at Ambra, which is in New York City, right here on the Lower East Side, right by the White Horse Tavern, my friend and host of My Red. So you can go and get my Norella Mascalese at Ambra. See it here. You can now pair my wines, Lisa by Lisa Ann, with your favorite Italian food, which comes right here from Ambra NYC. Check it out. Have a glass of my red Norella Mascalese, my white Grillo, and enjoy all of the best food right here at Ambra. Now it is the moment that you've been waiting for, the mailbag. If you'd like to participate in the mailbag, you can send me an email at asklisaann@gmail.com. Let's go. Here we are. We got three nice emails here. Wasn't too tricky, and I was able to folder a couple from next week. Starting to get a lot of spam up in that box there. Starting to get a lot of stuff, but I scoured through and I found these. Our friend Wojtek from Poland says, hi, I'm Wojtek from Poland. I get to see Wojtek every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time when I host a Facebook Live. I've been doing this for years. Facebook, again, the same, at the Real Lisa Ann. I do a Facebook Live. It's a ton of fun. We recap who's listened to the podcast, and Wojtek is always there. Wojtek says, hi, I'm Wojtek from Poland. I'm your big fan. What movies do you like to watch? You like adventure comedies or maybe horror movies? What is your favorite movie? I greet warmly with a smile. So I love comedies and rom-coms. I feel as if no horror movies or violence, because you, my friend in Poland, may not know that in America, our news is our horror movie. The fact that women in New York City are randomly getting punched in the face is making me rethink my every move and be hyper aware when I'm out, like to the point where you're like, where could it come from? You don't want to make eye contact with people when you're walking down the street, but at the same time, you don't want to ignore that this has happened. So you're like looking around. So no horror movies, all rom-coms, all comedy, or I like documentaries. I love travel shows. I love House Hunters International, anything where I could learn something. I like Shark Tank, but you asked about movies. This will tell you everything you need to know about me and my best friend group. So my best friend and I caught up on Sunday, and we always exchange any new shows that we're watching. We know, and there's a new movie that comes out. My friend will watch it first, and I'll say, Will, I like that movie? And my friend will say, it's just a lot of violence. You probably will not like that movie. But she recommended Irish Wish with Lindsay Lohan. And I will say, it's a Lindsay Lohan movie. I've seen them all. I love them all. Lindsay, you do just enough. And and I'll watch it. She's enjoyable. We've been watching Lindsay Lohan since like The Parent Trap, right? But what I loved most about this movie is it is shot in Ireland. And man, the scenery was so gorgeous. It had some moments where it reminded me a little bit of Switzerland, but a lot richer in the greenery, but just the hills and the little properties everywhere. But the scenery was awesome. It was a predictable rom-com. I knew it was going to happen within the 15 minutes, but I was still committed, still invested. Love the movie. So Wojtek, if that tells you me, I like the sweetness. I love the good music. I like a little fashion. Just keep it light and keep it fun. And I'm all in. Thanks for the email question, Wojtek. Next, we've got our friend Scott. Scott says, hi, Lisa. I haven't contributed to the mailbag lately, so I thought it was time for me to do so. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you. Good questions are hard to come by. My question is, since you travel all over the country and also other countries, I thought I would ask you what places are your favorite in the following subjects: shopping, food, sports venues, people, nature, architecture, sightseeing. Thanks for your time. Have a great day, Scott. Ooh, this is a great question. I got to put some notes in, Scott. I appreciate you. Shopping, Italy, to be specific, Florence. To narrow it down even more, sale week. There's a week in July in Florence where every store is 50% off, and whatever stores are not willing to offer 50% off are closed. So it is a free-for-all for shopping, and when I landed in Florence during that, I ended up buying an entire suitcase of clothes. So worth it because I love them all to this day. Food. I am going to say pretty much anywhere in Europe, but if I'm going to put them in order, I'm going to go Italy, France, Greece, and Spain. It's all about what kind of food that you like. I'm not the biggest like heavy meat and potatoes, so I don't really love the food in Germany. Switzerland had a bit of everything. They're also big meat eaters, but the food was really clean and pure. Our first night, Kay and I had this awesome steak. You just grill yourself on this hot rock. It was amazing. So anywhere kind of other than here. Sports. I haven't really pursued a lot of sports elsewhere, but I'm going to say cities like Boston, cities like Chicago, cities that have multiple baseball stadiums, like the US, we really do sports. I've been to the Kentucky Derby, like the Masters are still on my list. There's still things I want to do, but I would say for sports, I'm going to say the US. People. I'm going to say again, I have to go to Italy because it's where I feel so connected. It's where I feel the roots to my family and home and just the kindness and the culture. But I would also say the same for Spain. And I would also say Switzerland. People in Switzerland were absolutely lovely. You ask nature. First thing that came to my mind, Scott, the best nature I've seen, Alaska, hands down, just untouched, just going on that train across the state of Alaska from Fairbanks to Anchorage was just spectacular. It was unbelievable. But then I also had to sit and think about, wow, when I went parasailing in Switzerland, that was gorgeous. Also, Italy, being in Sicily and being at the top of the winery by that tree, and looking at 100 acres of vineyards around me was just gorgeous. So there's a lot. But there is still a lot of beautiful nature in the United States. And architecture and sightseeing, last but not least, I put them together. Anywhere older than America. Anywhere older than America has better sightseeing than here. I mean, we have some things, but when you go to Prague, it is so old. There's gargoyles in every building. Like everything is just so epic and looks so majestic. And in other countries, there's some beautiful architecture in New York City, but it still is not as old as when you're going to Europe. Thanks for the question, Scott. We got one more here, and I really like this one too, CJ. Subject matter, big fish, small pond. Hi, Lisa. I'm confident that you've been asked this question before in interviews, on podcasts, etc. How does one pivot from one lifestyle to another? More specifically, going from a big fish, little pond, to big pond, little fish. I hope that analogy makes some sense. Also, my younger brother is having a bachelor party in Vegas this summer. Besides gambling, the house always wins. What fun places, restaurants, shows, clubs would you recommend us visiting for a weekend? Thank you for your time and consideration. Keep crushing it. Let's handle the important thing first, which is the Vegas bachelor party. You're going to go to Sapphire in Las Vegas, and you're not only going to enjoy the club, and if you want to have food there, great. There is a Spanish restaurant next door that is one of the best restaurants. I love to go there. They're in the same park. They're attached. So those are two places I say you have to go. You're going this summer. You're going to hit a pool. Just be careful of the water. I don't trust the water of those pools. People are just partying there. But have a great time. Be safe. And remember, not everything that happens in Vegas actually stays in Vegas. So the big fish, little pond, little fish, big pond pivot. So I knew when I was making a transition that no matter where I went, I was starting from scratch. I also was starting from scratch with a bit of a disadvantage because not everybody was going to be on board about Lisa Ann entering the regular space world, right? Whatever that may have been. Even when I started doing sports radio, I didn't know how everybody was going to be with me. I will say everyone at SiriusXM was incredible. They still are incredibly kind, not judgmental, thrilled to have me around. So I knew what my disadvantages were. So what I did was I really focused on my advantages. Okay, I have a very strong social media presence. I have an engaging community. I have the ability to go to events and still promote the other things that I'm doing and continue to grow that community. I also was excited in the middle here where there's this moment where you're like, okay, it's time to be the most humble you've been since you started your existence, right? You are back down to ground zero, and that humbling feeling of starting from scratch while you still know, yes, I have some strength. I am actually starting at ground zero. That humbling experience is so great because when you're humble, you're the most receptive to information. You're the most approachable and you're the most able to be rational about everything. Because when you're humble, you're not thinking with your ego. You're not reacting with your ego. When you're humble, you're actually just being still, being mindful, being willing, and being challenged. And none of those things do you have the answers for. And so I love the humbling experience of all of it. I really did. There's pros and cons to it all, but you have to be willing to say, okay, where are my strengths coming into this? Where are my weaknesses? And how willing am I to be able to put my ego completely aside and lean into this with 100% authenticity? So great question, CJ. I appreciate you. To all of you, reminder to follow Lexi Luna. Come see us together at Chicago Exotica, which is April 12th, 13th, and 14th. If you're interested, I do a book reading every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 at Exotica, which is a ton of fun. Looking forward to doing it again this year. And if you would like to get a copy of my books personally autographed, go to shoplisaann.com. That's where the life or the life back personally autographed to you. Any of my other stuff, collectibles, worn items. One of the things I mentioned earlier was I went through things over the weekend and set up things for while I'm gone. Well, I printed out about 100 photos of outfits and hand signed them and shipped them to Fans Utopia. So fansutopia.com is where you're going to be able to find some of my stuff. Everyone's always asking for my stuff. It's such a cool thing to be able to share with your fans. So there's that. Audiobooks are also available on all platforms. Just search The Life and just search The Life Back. Yes, they are in my voice. And I talked to you about Ambra. I talked to you about me learning Italian, all of these exciting things. Most excitingly is, again, that you choose to be here with me. You choose to listen to my podcast. If you missed last week, Brad Pilon, author of Eat, Stop, Eat, fantastic. The week before that, Catherine Hiller, amazing woman, 78 years old, so vibrant, still writing books. I try to take you on a journey. And this week I took you somewhere fun, kind of teleported you into where we will all be at the Exotica Expo in Chicago on the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Thank you so much for being here for an all new episode of the Lisa Ann Experience.